On Sunday, the guitarist and songwriter Chris Whitley died of lung cancer at the age of 45. His best-known song is called Big Sky Country from his first album, Living with the Law. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers has an appreciation.
Chris Whitley's music was all about rebellion.
Now when this is over, over and through, and all them changes have come and passed, I wanna meet you in the big sky country. I just wanna prove, mama, love can last, yeah.
Chris Whitley rebelled against flashy blues guitar by developing a style based on hypnotic drones and unconventional tunings. Whitley also rebelled against Sony Music's expectation that he follow up his successful debut with more of the same. And he rebelled against the idea that blues, jazz, rock, soul, and electronica belong in different bins in the record store. Among Whitley's inspirations were Miles Davis, Muddy Waters, Nat King Cole, and Kraftwerk. In Whitley's music, all these spirits merged in unpredictable and often spectacular ways.
Say once before you go, before I'm gone, to come return, we'll both be alone.
In the last decade, Whitley made great records like Dirt Floor and Soft Dangerous Shores by writing and recording in a sort of adrenaline rush. Here's how he described his creative process in an interview last summer.
That to me is completely what I've been looking for, as a way to break down my own rationale, my own way of judging what I do. I don't want to make something that's not worth buying, but I want it to feel like a human's lifting their head right off or something, or opening their self.
Chris Whitley was always a vagabond. As a kid, he lived in Texas, Vermont, and Mexico. He spent much of his adult life moving between Europe and New York. He'd recently returned to New York after 5 years in Dresden. Fans of Chris Whitley's music can look forward to at least one upcoming release called Writer In, which he referred to as a gothic rock album. Included on the album are songs by synth pop star Gary Numan and the psychedelic rockers The Flaming Lips. Not surprisingly, Whitley's soulful covers sound like no one but Chris Whitley.
Jeffrey Pepper Rogers is the author of the book Rock Troubadours. Musician Chris Whitley died of lung cancer on Sunday at the age of 45.
Well, I come down from the country, I find a lesson in the draw.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.